Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, Associate Editor of PC, and I'm here with Julian Upton, PharmCom's Editor-in-Chief. We are pleased to be joined by Dennis Wright, Senior Director of Product Marketing at Omnicell, a company that not only provides a medication management platform, but technology-enabled services as well. Today, among multiple items on the agenda, he'll be unpacking Omnicell's mission, along with potential ways to address medication non-adherence. Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time to join Julian and I on the show. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
Great. So let's just dive right into it, shall we? Could you outline the history of the company itself and just give the listeners a run through of maybe what some of its products and services are?
Yeah, of course, I'd be happy to. So happens to be something I'm really passionate about. So really the origin of Omnicell started about 30 years ago. So this is our 30th anniversary, actually, where our founder, Randy Lipps, had his daughter, unfortunately, hospitalized shortly after birth. And, you know, being an engineer by background, I think took an approach to say, what's working here? What's not working? And ultimately, I think was able to find a lot of inefficiencies in the process of the clinicians and the caretakers taking care of his daughters and saying, like, there's some things that just simply aren't working here. And the genesis of it was, there's got to be a better way. We have to find a better way to enable these caretakers and clinicians to access the medications, to the inventory, the supplies that they need to care for these patients. And just really exciting because even though that started 30 years ago, right, he took that idea and that concept of finding a better way, that is still exactly what we're focused on today. Even though our solutions, our services, you know, you had mentioned technology-enabled services that we have now have evolved greatly during that period of time, that focus is still exactly the same today as it was 30 years ago, of finding a better way to helping to make sure that clinicians have access to the inventory, the supplies that they need, and it's all optimized across the board. So over that period of time, we really started with a lot of medication supply cabinets. We've evolved that into automated dispensing cabinets, layered on central pharmacy solutions, layered on software over a period of time, got into IV robotics and IV automation, and then also just continued to enhance our overall software over that period of time to manage all these disconnected pieces, you know, and tie them together to create the visualization, the information that pharmacies and pharmacy leaders need to make decisions on medication inventory management. And then the last piece that I'll say is kind of our most recent transition is taking all of that and bundling it together into a comprehensive set of services for our customers. Because I think what we learned over the period of time is it's not just about the technology itself, whether you're talking about a piece of hardware or a piece of software, it's about getting to the outcome that you're trying to drive. Whether that's better management of your inventory, whether it's a safer process that you're trying to drive with IV robotics and IV automation. And our way to get to that outcome is by combining these hardware and software elements with our services to really drive toward helping our hospital and health system partners achieve those outcomes.
Your website describes something called the autonomous pharmacy, and it apparently improves quality, reduces costs, increases human efficiency. Can you talk in a little bit more detail about what the autonomous pharmacy is?
The autonomous pharmacy was really a vision that was laid out by a number of pharmacy thought leaders in the industry. And really the goal there was, how can we start removing some of these manual processes that have been so ingrained and embedded into pharmacy operations, apply technology, apply software, apply automation to, in the interest of reducing human error, making pharmacy far more efficient, and really kind of unlocking the potential of pharmacy within the hospital or health system, because there's so much potential there as a really strategic, valuable function within the hospital or health system, but has been really burdened by so many of these manual processes and outdated technology, outdated processes. So really the autonomous pharmacy is really about unlocking that potential.
Very interesting. And Another fascinating fact or statistic, if you will, which we found on your website, is that medication non-adherence is estimated to cost over $300 billion per year. And 75% of pharmacy time is spent on non-clinical activity. Why do you believe that pharmacies have been left to lag behind in the healthcare innovation journey?
It's a fascinating question. And I wonder about this now that I've been in this space for, you know, about 7 years. I really see the potential that pharmacy can play, you know, again, as that strategic partner, strategic function within the hospital or health system. But prior to 7 years ago, I had no real experience with pharmacy, but I'd spent my entire career in healthcare, in cardiology, radiology, nuclear medicine. And these are all like the really fancy areas of the hospital that get a ton of attention and also a ton of investment. So I think in some ways, the pharmacy, you know, has been looked at traditionally kind of as a cost center. And it's an afterthought. Oftentimes it's even, you know, in the basement of hospitals. We're engaging with a lot of C-suite partners at our hospitals and health systems. Sometimes the first time that they've actually been in the pharmacy is when we encourage them to go down there and see their operation. So I think sometimes it's really been an afterthought. And I think that speaks to why so many of the processes are outdated. They've been manual. That stat that you mentioned about 75% of pharmacists' time is spent on non-clinical activities, they've really been burdened and tasked to try to keep up as these hospitals and health systems have continued to grow, you know, serve more patients in this incredibly complex environment. But trying to do that all manually and put that on pharmacists has been a major challenge for them. So really, that's the stat that we're going after now and saying, how can we help change that by the application of technology, software, and our services? How can we grow that number to allow pharmacists to spend more time on clinical activities, more time on patient care? At the end of the day, you know, in speaking with a lot of our thought leaders and folks that are on the Autonomous Pharmacy Board, that's really what they want to be doing.
Okay, thanks, Dennis. What else can be done, do you think, to prioritize the pharmacy more in order to address some of the challenges that we're seeing today?
I think the biggest thing we can do is drive some exposure to some of those statistics that were just mentioned. Another one that's been out there in the industry for a long period of time is the error rate around IV compounding, manual IV compounding, the error rate that was documented in the multi-site study that was done, you know, several years ago was 1 out of 10 IVs that are manually prepared there's something wrong with it. I mean, that's a staggering statistic coming at it from a patient care perspective. If you're going into the hospital and you're rolling the dice, 1 out of 10 could be wrong. And these vary the gamut, right, of something that's clinically insignificant to something that could be very harmful for that patient. But I'm not sure that I think folks in the pharmacy community understand that statistic and understand the challenge associated with that. But I'm not sure that that's raised to the level of the C-suite in the hospital. And then furthermore, when you start breaking down some of the other metrics and statistics around this, seeing how many medications are wasted due to expirations, there's so much opportunity here to make those processes better, to save money, to make it safer.
Certainly plenty to think about. But before we let you go, Dennis, what is your vision for Omnicell over the next few years? And how do you see that further tackling the ongoing healthcare supply chain issues?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think where we're really focused, I'd mentioned this a little bit in the introduction, but is around really kind of transforming the model and getting away from the historic process of you sell a widget or a piece of hardware or a piece of software, and it's up to the hospital to figure out how to use it and how to optimize it. And we're really in the process of transforming that to saying, how can we drive the right set of technology with expert services to reach the outcome that the hospitals and health systems are looking for? So, you know, the Autonomous Pharmacy Advisory Board, that group of thought leaders put a great vision out there for what that autonomous pharmacy is. And now it's really Omnicell's responsibility over the next few years to say, how can we group together that right set of technology, you know, and expert services and software, and combine that into an offering that's going to drive to the outcomes that we need to reach to achieve that vision of the autonomous pharmacy. And I think the second area that we're really focused on is, over the years, Omnicell has been so focused on the acute care setting, right? The inpatient setting and managing medications throughout that chain of custody for inpatients. But there's a huge opportunity for hospitals and health systems around helping to manage medications, inventory, and then also the patients outside of the hospital.
We'll definitely be keeping an eye out on Omnicell as time goes by to see the progress that's been making. So that's super exciting. So Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time to kind of break it down for us and for the listeners. We're looking forward to see the strides that the company makes these next few years. So we do appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Absolutely. And for all you listeners, be sure to stay in the loop of our latest updates via our website at pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or on our SoundCloud page. Take care, everyone.